send the coin to Israel? Send it wherever.
Okay, we'll talk about basic Indian is about Ma'ariv, when the time for Ma'ariv is. But we know the famous Medrash, Va Yifga Bamokom, Vayolen Shem Kibo HaShemesh, that Vayifga Bamokom means he davened, and it's talking about Ma'ariv, right? That Yaakov Avinu was Misakin Ma'ariv. And it says that Hashem made the sun go down early. So if you look in the Medrash, it says in the Medrash, Oison beis shoish sheishkia lo yakodesh baruch chama betzeisoy mi beis aviv. Those 2 hours that Hashem made the sun go down early when he left. Eimasai hechziran, when did Hashem make the sun get back the 2 hours? And then it says, when the malach, you know, hit him, and vayizrach lo yashemesh, the sun shined, and it came, shemesh shaka avuroi, zarech avuroi, and it got back the 2 hours. So now, the chiddush from this medrash is that he's saying that it was 2 hours. That was how much time it was. Now, let's talk about another thing. The Gemara says in Brachas that Yaakov made Ma'ariv. So Tosfos asked Akasha that if you look through the story, it's Tzorichin, because the story is quoted in Chulin and also in Chelik. Yaakov Avinu went all the way to Haran, right? And it says in the Gemara, Hashem said, if he doesn't stop by the base of Mikdash, I'm not stopping him. Then Yaakov Avinu decided, oi, how could it be? I passed by the base of Mikdash, Mokum Shispala, Avoisai, and I didn't daven, so he decided he's going back. He went back, he got Kvitzas HaDerech, right? And he ended up very quickly at the base of Mikdash. Then the Gemara says, I wrote the words, Kad Tzoli, after he davened, Boil Mahar, wanted to go back on his trip. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeh, Bal Beis Maloini, this Tzadik came to my Beis Maloini, V'yipoter B'loilina, he should leave without sleeping here, Miyad B'Hashemesh, right away Hashem made it the sunset. So Zarktaisvitz, it comes out he davened first. So Fraktaisvitz, what's going on? Where's my, I don't see any Ma'ariv here. That's not Ma'ariv. Right? Azoi Fraktaisvitz. So, and for Tosfos, it was after Plag. And this is a raya that the Psak Halacha is a Plag, is a good thing to daven Ma'ariv after Plag. Okay, that's Tosfos.
And it was an extra tefillah. He was Mechavish Ma'ariv because...
He had already davened mincha. He davened mincha earlier, right? And this was... So now, the kasha is... It doesn't work out, though, according to this medrash. Because this medrash is saying that it was 2 hours before shkia. You can't... That's not plag.
Summertime, it is.
2 hours?
You mean shows
Shavuot? Oh, you mean that an hour and a quarter could be 2 hours? Even right. That would be. There's no day like that in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe in the North Pole. I mean, you have to throw an hour and a quarter to get 2 hours. You have to, like, huge
day.
Huge day.
More than an hour and a half.
Oh, more than an hour and a half. I hear. Okay. That would be like me on the longest day.
Even an hour and a part.
Iceland.
Yeah, okay.
You know, there's a machlokes of pleiskim. Is plag a minchah an hour and a quarter before shkia or an hour and a quarter before tzeis?
Oh, that's mamash going to get to that. Very good. Yeah. So then maybe we could work it out. That's mamash. We're going to get to that. So I found the kasha baruch Hashem the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says we're easy by medrash that it says 2 hours, and sorichin. So then how is it after plag? So first I'll just say over the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. He says like this, inachanami. Yaakov Avinu didn't daven Ma'ariv. He was just stam davening because, like he said, I want to daven where my father's davened. Daven mincha and charen, let's say. Then he says, you know, before you go on a trip, daven mincha and charen. Then he went back to the Beit HaMikdash and he just stam azoy davened there.
For
an edavah, not for Ma'ariv. It's 2 hours before Shkia. He's not davening Ma'ariv. Then... Yeah, the next thing he knows, the Rebbeinu Shalala made Shkia. Says, oh, the Rebbeinu Shalala made Shkia. This is a simin that we should make this into my, that like Hashem likes a tefillah right before Shkia. So from now on, we'll make Ma'ariv. And with this, he wants to answer a whole kasha that there's a famous thing. You know, the Gemara has two shitas. One Maldomer says that the tefillos are k'neged t'midim. There's another shita that they were Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, avos tiknu. So the Rosh and all the Rishonim say that why is it that tefillos ma'ariv is rishus? Why is he nebuch only rishus? So the Rosh says because shachris is for Talmud Shel Shachar. Mincha is for Talmud Shel Ben Arbaim. Ma'ariv is for the Evarim Pedar. We all know that b'diavad, if you don't have Evarim Pedarim, the carbon is still good. So it's only rishus. So Zakh the Pnei Yusha, that's all nice like him. But what if you say Avraham Yitzchak of Yaakov? Why would Yaakov be the rishus? So he says the answer is because Yaakov never really davened Ma'ariv. Because he really davened too early. He wasn't even thinking about Ma'ariv. Just later on, he said, because of that, let's go ahead and do a Ma'ariv. So that's already not the same as the other two. That's his, okay. But Kamuban, it's a big chiddush what he's saying, because Pasha Pshat, he did daven Ma'ariv. Okay, so what else can you say? So first I'll say two Pasha Pshat answers. One is from Alpi, my answer, Alpi the Yafei Toyer. The Yafei Toyer on Medrash Rabbah. He says, what's this whole thing Bechlal that the Medrash is saying was 2 hours? Where did the Medrash get 2 hours from? Where did the Medrash see 2 hours? It's a good question. Where did he get it from? So he says the Pshat has to be, what he thinks, because it figured it out from the Malach with Esav. Because it says, the Malach says, I have to leave, Aloha Shachar. Then right away it says, Vayizrach Lo Yashemesh. So it jumped from Alois HaShachar to Zricha. How long is it from Alois till Nates? 72 minutes. So that's where they got the thing. So he says, well, 72 minutes is not 2 hours. So he says, it means more than an hour. When it says...
So that's 1 1/4 again.
So it's only 72 minutes, according to him, the Iskasha. Right? Then it's because it turns out that Yaakov Avinu davened, well, he'll have to daven a very little Shemoneh Esrei, 3 minute Shemoneh Esrei. And he'll have to daven a Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know, whatever he davened. He davened 3 minutes, and then it was an hour and 15 minutes. He started davening an hour and 15 minutes before Shkia. Zok the Yifei Toyar, that 2 hours just means more than an hour. Because he says the source of the Medrash was from Alois to Zricha, which is 72 minutes. Yeah. So the Medrash Chesh Benav, right, that's what it was. I guess it would be more geshmak if you go like the Manda Omar, that it's 90 minutes, you know. Then it would be like 1.5 hours already. It's more like 2 hours. Okay, but he says 72 minutes. Whatever it is, it's the amount from Alois to Zricha. So if you say it was 72, so then the sun set 72 minutes early for Yaakov. So the 3 minutes before was still after Plag. So according to him, it's not Shever. Okay, if you say, I don't know, I didn't see any other answer how the Medrash knew it. And it looked too hard. I just looked on all sides of the Medrash. That's the only pshat that I saw. So the according to that, the kasha is miyushev. Another way to be miyashev the kasha would be like this. What do you do if you hold, not likra mihuda, if you hold that you're only allowed to daven ma'ariv after shkia? So how did Yaakov daven ma'ariv over here? So I think the answer is Poshit, that Mando Amar reads the Pasuk slightly differently, right? Vayivka ba'amoka in vayolen sham. Both things. He davened there and slept there. Key, because Bo Hashemesh, the sun had already set. Either way, it's going on one of them, because vayolen for sure means because it had already set. Even like vayolen sham, so he holds both are. So according to that Mando Omar, he davened after the sunset. So maybe that Medrash is that Mando Omar, that's all. The Mando Omar that says it set 2 hours early is the one that says, like the Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it set later, not 2 whole hours. Okay, these are all pashut pshat answers, how you can get out of the problem. Okay, so far we ended up saying three answers. Either like the Pnei Yeshua, that he was really 2 hours before and it wasn't Ma'ariv, and that's Gufuai it's Rishus. Number two, the sun really didn't set 2 hours earlier, the sun set 72 minutes earlier. And Mimele, he still had enough time, he had 3 minutes. Number three, there's anyways a Machlaikas. How to read the Pasuk. So fine, that Medrash is going like one Manda Amara, and that's going like the other Manda. But now I want to tell you another answer, and this is the answer that you were saying, which Reb Shalom Schechter, he wanted to say this, but I hold his answer is good, but his that he thinks it says it in this Tosfos, I don't agree with. But I'm going to tell you over what he says like this. There is a very interesting Piskei Tosfos in Menachos. In the third parak of Menachos, Kuf Yud Ches, in the back of your regular Shas.
Who
I think they say it's the Tour made them. That's what I think I heard. That he made them. I'm not sure if that's... So he says like this, but I finally found where... You see, that usually Piskei Tosfos is, you can find them in Tosfos. You know, like they're the kitzer halacha of the Tosfos. Sometimes they aren't. This one is not in Tosfos there, but I finally found it. The Meiri says, "I'm going to write you down the letter of Rabbeinu Tam ois ba'ois." He says, "Ani echtev lecha l'shoyin Rabbeinu Tam ois ba'ois." So I saw the whole thing, and it's this one. So I found it at that.
And it's not brought down on the side in the Gemara. It's only in the Meiri.
The Meiri in Chuvas, he has a sefer called Magen Avos. The Meiri has a Chuvas sefer called Magen Avos. And in Inyan Yeraf, the 11th thing, he has a whole thing about Ma'ariv and when's the right time to daven Ma'ariv. And in there he talks about that these people hold the Zoy and these people hold the Zoy. And he says, and I'll tell you what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Ve'echtev l'chol l'shoyne ois bois. And he has the whole Rabbeinu Tam. And this is the same, I saw it's the same words and everything. It's the same. So this is what it says here. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, Rabbeinu Tam said, Hama'achrim lispalo ma'ariv b'shabas achasudas shlishis. The people that do a long shalshudas, because they want to daven ma'ariv, they call it the Rabbeinu Tam ma'ariv, right? Oy me'achrin. Or they just do a late ma'ariv during the week. Ad chashecha, and they want to wait until it's really night. The koyrin, and then they say shema. Umispalin, and then they do shmonesri. The achar kachoichlin, and then they finally go home to eat. Loy yofe oisim. They are not doing good, right? Uminag avisenu toirehi. The minag of our avis to daven early by plag is toireh. Utchilas shah yid aleph. And the beginning of Shal Yeralf, Zman Arvis, it's already time for Ma'ariv. Ugulo Kriya Shema Kredim, first you should do Smicha Gula Tvila, and then Shemen Esrei, Vahayu Kairin Kriya Shema Miboidioim, all our fathers used to always say Shema before Nacht, Keneged Yud Beis Shois. Okay, these words are mysterious words. Keneged Yud Beis
Shois. Why do you say Shal Yeralf? The beginning.
Oh, that's very schwer also. Exactly. Right. That's very schwer. That's Mamish Deka. Okay?
That's 2 hours ago.
Yeah, exactly. The Aldo Anosamich. He has a Rabbeinu Tam. This is what I do. The Hamishane, anybody who's Machmer Nikra Hedyut. Ume Anius Hadas, Oisin Teir Kishne Teiris. Yeah, they have Anius Hadas, so they're being Machmer to Down Late Meyer. Umachmirin Bekal. And when it comes to something you should be Makel, they're being Machmer. Umekilin Bechomer. And when it comes to the Chumers, they're Makel. Adkan, okay? Kitzer, he's very upset with all the people. It's so funny. And now, what happened? Everyone who downs late says, I'm downing Rabbeinu Tam, right? And he is the one that says, anyone who downs late is being mocked for nothing.
Like
and
the first Rashi, but the first Rashi in Brachos, that said the same thing.
That everyone downed early, right? Yeah, but there,
the real
and he says, real Kishma Salamita.
Yeah,
right.
He says
Anu.
He says,
right. You should see, though, I looked up in the Tshuva Sarit, because I was trying to find where this Rabbeinu Tam really was. You know, the whole thing. I wanted to find it. So I looked in all the different Svarim that... So in the Tshuva Sarit, he has a Tshuva from HaChocham, HaDis, giving him the whole titles, he's a Tam HaChocham, and this. When is the right time for me to daven Meir? So he writes there, you know him, Hamoyre. The Tosafot read by him, Hamoyre is Rashi. The Moyre. Pirish Hamoyre. The Moyre is Rashi. Says, I know, Pirish Hamoyre, the first Rashi in Brochus, that we daven early. But you see what the Moyre said, that then you have to be Soymach and Kriya Shema. For a Talmid Chacham like you, you should already daven L'chadchila, after when it's night, with the brachas and everything. Yeah, Rashi wrote that because you can't help it. The Olam, that's what the Olam, they can't wait that long in Shul. So you see there's different shitas of how to read the Rashi exactly. But Al-Koponim, that's what he says. So now the first thing I just want to say is like this. This piece of Tosfos is the same thing as what it says. Like, what's he so upset? What's the grace of Veir to daven Meir of Bainach? Because in that Tosfos that we talked about with the plug, with Yaakov Avinu, he writes there the same thing. He says, we already explained earlier that you're allowed to do the whole Meir of early, which was the main time on Beis Amar Aleph. And our minig is Yofa because Yaakov Avinu did that. In other words, that's what's the Indian why it's good to do it early, because the one who made it that way. He made it before the Gemara says it was still bright day, and he did it early. So Mimela, that's the right way to daven it. So that's what Taisus says, which I think that Taisus also does. I'm just thinking about it. Doesn't sound so much like the Pnei Yeshua, right? Because according to Pnei Yeshua, that wasn't Meir of anyways. And Taisus is saying, since Yaakov Avinu did it, it sounds like he holds that Yaakov Avinu really did plug. And I just would like to add a little, just to make a little. It says in the Eshkol that when it says Avram Avinu made Shachris, Yitzchak did Mincha, Yaakov did Ma'ariv. So he asked the Kasha, which every Rishon asks. He says, but they all did all of them because they kept the whole Torah. So what do you mean? Avram didn't do Mincha and Ma'ariv? He also did Mincha and Ma'ariv. Right? Not only that, it's a Feirsh in the Gemara, in Yuma, Chav Zayin, right? Slow you say da Avram. When did Avram da mincha? Mikim shachri koisli. It's clear da mincha. So zok the Eshkol, yeah. Avada Avram personally davened everything. Did everything, but he wasn't masakin it for everyone else. He only said the oilam should daven shachri. He personally did mincha mayim. Came along Yitzchak. He said the oilam should do mincha, and then Yaakov said. Oh. So zok the Eshkol, a nice thing. He says, what got the others into that? That each one went and said everyone should do it. Because each one davened, and they saw they had a groisa es rotzen at that time. So memela, they said it's such a good time to daven. Everyone should daven at that time. So like l'mashal vayetsa Yitzchak lasuach basar lifnei sarev, right? He was davening there for whatever he was davening by mincha, and he saw. Okay, they got Rivka, and you know what it says in the Mabit in his sefer Beis Elikim. Now, what does it mean? He was Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basade. He saw, oy vavoy, he's going to have an Ish Sade coming. Because he's about to get married to, and he was davening, oy vavzai mit dem Ish Sade dorten. He said, no, efshir lifnus orev, at least soif by the Mashiach Zeiten, something good will come out of him. So that's what he says, he was davening then. Yeah. So, okay, each one davened something. So the same thing, Yaakov, he was davening over here. Who knows what he was davening over there by the Avoisai. And he saw that it was a big Eis Ratzon. So he said everyone should daven that. So just to make it more understandable, that Rabbeinu Tam is saying, so do it how he did it. If he davened it by plague, you should daven by plague.
Maybe okay. If he would have waited till night, he would have done better.
You're talking about Yitzchak or Yaakov's house. Yeah. You go by what you see, not by, you know. Okay, so anyway, so now, fine. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. You got to daven early. It's better to daven early. So now there's a problem, though.
So the Eshkol might not be the Zmanit.
Okay, but I guess
comparing himself
to what, right, I guess so, right? He davened other right in that time. That's what you got to say. So now, Shalom Shechter says he has two problems in the wording here. Firstly, the wording of Rabbeinu Tam. Tchilas Shah Yud Aleph. The beginning of the 11th hour is when you should do Ma'ariv. That doesn't make sense. The beginning of the 11th hour means, let's say on a 6 to 6 day, the beginning of the 11th hour should be 4 o'clock. Right? 4 to 5 is 11th hour, and the 5 to 6 is the 12th hour.
It's by the equinox, not by the solstice.
I don't know what you mean.
The equinox is the shortest shovels. But now, this time of the year, it's the 11th hour when we can, it's when Plagman could begin.
11th hour.
Today,
you mean the Goyish 11th hour?
No, no,
you mean the today, clock 11th hour?
The Shoah's man is today. It's 48 minutes, a little less than 48 minutes today.
Okay, fine.
You had a quarter to that, 12 more minutes. So it's a little bit less than 60 minutes. That's today.
Okay.
Maybe Yaakov was going to Choron in the winter time.
Okay, but still,
that's the 12th
hour.
That's
the 12th
hour. It's an hour early. The 11th hour.
Right.
That you're talking about the 12th hour.
The last hour of the day is called
the
12th
hour.
The last hour of the day.
And there's the 11th hour.
That's the 12th hour.
That's the 12th.
Way too early.
Yeah, right. The words here sound way too early.
That's not the 11th. That's the 12th hour.
So that's what's bothering him. Okay. The emes is like I'm going to say at the end. I think I hear what's bothering him. But if you look in that Meiri, when I saw the whole thing, Rabbeinu Tam calls like hour 11. That's how he talks in that tshuva. Like hour 11 means when it hits the last hour. We call that hour 12 because it's the 12th hour. But you know what I mean? But he calls it hour 11. Shaw,
11 is done. Because
it's done. Like,
it's
you know, that's what I think he really means.
When a person's 1 year old, he's going to a second year.
Right? Exactly, right. So like the Chumash and the Gemara always talks like it's first year, they always mean under one. Once you're one, they call it like two. And we call that like one. Like what we call 1 year old kid, like even when he's over one, you call him, he's one, right? He's one.
He's in the second year.
He's really, they call it two. So Rabbi Tom talks like we talk. But he thought that Rabbi Tom means.
He waited until the 11th hour. That means until the last minute.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah,
fine. So that's how... Okay, he has that heart. Then he wants to know, what in the world does this mean? This really, I don't know what it means. If not, can I get yud base choice? You should daven... What does that stop? No way to... He says, I'll read the sentence. Tchila shal yid aleph, zman arvis, ugeula. Okay, well, zman arvis. Yud aleph shah is the zman arvis. Ugulu kriya shema kodem, dugulu kriya shema kodem. Bahayu koyin kriya shema mi bainyoin. Okay, keneged yud beis shois. Maze. What doesn't this mamish do?
Does he mean shah zmanias?
You mean divided into 12 hours zmanias?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear. I mean, it's like not really the right place to say it, but fine. So that's his two questions. So he says, Pshat, Rabbi Tam's got to be like this. He says, you know, Shita's Rabbi Tam, of course. Rabbi Tam, Shita is the Chassidish, the Shulchan Aruch Shita. Yeah? That I'm saying that's the Chaber. Pascha's like Rabbi Tam, that the day goes for 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, right? It's still daytime. And then we call it Shkia Shnia. That's Rabbi Tam's Shkia Shnia. Then it's halachically, that's when it's Shkia. That's when it turns Benish Mashas, exactly. It's the same what we do by our Shkia. Rabbi Tam does it 58 and a half minutes later. The same thing like we call Benish Mashas then, he says Benish Mashas then. Fine. So he says, now, according to Rabbi Tam, when does Plag start? When does Plag start?
An hour and a quarter before.
Well, hour and a quarter before.
58 minutes.
Yeah, 58 minutes? Or an hour and a quarter before the Unzerishkia. Yeah? So, the Emes, as we'll see, we'll talk about it more. The Rishonim say Beferish, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Plag starts from an hour and a quarter before Rabbeinu Tam's Tseis. Tseis. That's what all the Rishonim say. That according to Rabbi Tam,
it's Kamachkia.
It's Kamachkia, right. So you should just know, Rabbi Tam personally, when he says this grace of thing, meaning of a saint to be a deinu and everything, and he means that you should daven Ma'ariv, okay, 3 minutes before Shkia. That's all he really meant. Right, 3 minutes before our Shkia, that's the whole grace of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Levush, he says, no, even though you go with Rabbeinu Tam as far as, you know, the late every Shkia and all that, but Plag goes all the way an hour and a quarter before the our Shkia.
Well, the main time calls out the first Shkia and the other one the second Shkia.
Yes.
That's the Lashon HaRabbeinu.
That's what the Lashon HaRabbeinu time, right? So before Shkia Rishayin. Levush says, okay, so Zogt, Rav Shalom Shechter, so this Rabbeinu Tam is a right to the Levush, okay? Memeila, it comes out that there's no problem Taka starting Tchila Shoh Yeralef, the way he understood the words. Tchila Shoh Yeralef means, let's talk about a day from 6 to 6. So 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you think it means, I'm saying, you think it means 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 hours before. The mistake that you're making is that if it's from 6 to 6, really the day, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it ends at 6:58 and a half. So when Rabbeinu Tam said, Tchilas Shoh Yeralef, he meant 4:58, not 4 o'clock. Okay, so immediately, that's okay, because because Shkia was at 6, Shkia Rishayna, so you get till really 4:45. So Memela, so it makes sense what he says. He says you're going to do Ma'ariv, you're going to do Shemoneh Esrei at, what did we just say?
4:58.
And he said do Shema and the Geula before. So you get yourself another 13 minutes there for your Shema and your... And then at 4:58, you'll do your Meyer. Oh, and Memela, Zokter, Reb Shalom Shechter, that's what that Keneged Yud Beis Shois, he says, it was a Tol Seifrim, it should have said Keneged Beis Shois, not Yud Beis. The Yud, they made a mistake, it's Beis. Opposite the 2 hours, because you're trying to do what Yaakov Avinu did, and by Yaakov Avinu, the sun set 2 hours before, and that was when he davened his Ma'ariv, right before that. So the same thing, you'll do the same thing as him, and you'll also daven 2 hours before.
And he's referring to our Medrash.
He's Ma'ariv referring to our Medrash. And basically, Rabbeinu Tam is saying the answer to our problem, because we said, how could it be 2 hours? It's way too early for Ma'ariv. The answer is, it's not too early for Ma'ariv, because let's say Yaakov Avinu was on a 6 to 6 day. So Shkia was at 6 o'clock. Shkia Shnia was supposed to be 6:58. The sun set 2 hours early, meaning 4:58. The sun set at 4:58. And Yaakov Avinu started Ma'ariv at 4:45, which is exactly Plag. So Memela, it's all Miyushev.
It's, I understand. Rabbeinu Tam says it's day and night. He doesn't say the sun sets. Sun sets is a physical. You can see what it says.
Sure, right. So in other words, he says...
What it says the pasuk that it's set.
Right.
So that can't be talking about 2 hours before the
6:58. Well, yeah, because what is it? Rabbeinu Tam says that what happens is at 6, the sun's below the thing. And but it's still like light shining, you know, like it's not pitch
like
black,
a red
right?
Horizon.
And that right, and it's, and then at 6:58, it's like pitch black.
Horizon. Yeah, I mean,
so it's called Shkia.
It
also,
says Ki Vaha Shemesh,
right?
And the Gemara at the beginning of Bracha says that Teis Kachom is.
That's also right. So Bia Shemesh could be that.
Right,
so in other words, the same thing that normally would have been at 6:58, it happened at 4:58, and Memela, everything fits in. And Mimela, that's what Rabbeinu Tam said. So basically now, we came up with a new answer to the 2 hours. So you have, besides for the old three answers, the new answer is Imamish was 2 full hours early. This Itaka set 2 full hours early. But the two hours means that which should have happened at 6:58, it happened at 4:58. And Mimela, he still chapterine Myriv by Plag because you have those 13 minutes in there from 4:45 to 4:58. So that's his Mahalach. Okay, so that's what he thinks Rabbeinu Tam means. So what I say is like this. What I take out of his whole thing is that it's the Etzim Chesh, forget about what he thinks the Piskei Tosfos means. The Cheshbin in the Medrash is a very nice Cheshbin. That you could say that the 2 hours started from 6:58 and it went to 4:58 and he davened at 4:45. That's all very nice.
And it's a riot to Rebbeinu Tam because that Cheshbin is totally
sure. Sure. But to say that that's really what it means here is not true, because that what we'll explain in a minute the whole thing. That Lavush never dreamt that he meant that Rabbeinu Tam means that. Rabbeinu Tam for sure means Plag is 1 hour and 1/4 before Seis of Rabbeinu Tam. The Lavush Paskins, not like Rabbeinu Tam over there, like other Rishayim. But Rabbeinu Tam is clear. He holds that you start from Seis and you only get 1 hour and 1/4. So in other words, according to him, it was a 6 o'clock day. And then Rabbeinu Tam's thing would be 7:12. Then you can't start Myriv, according to him, until 3 to 6. That's for sure. The Lavush Paskin like that. And this is Rabbeinu Tam. This is a tshuva from Rabbeinu Tam. There's no way Rabbeinu Tam meant that. You can say your Shtikl Toyer for the Lavush. You can say a pshat in the Medrash for the Lavush, but it's not pshat in that Rabbeinu Tam. And now I'll explain the whole thing so that people can know the key thing about how you figure the main thing. This is like not Chumash Tayer now. This is like Lamaise. What is the Makor of how you figure Plak? How do you know if you should go from Tseis or you should go from Shkia? How do you know, and there's an hour quarter before Tseis, is an hour quarter before Shkia. The answer is like this. It's all totally on one line in the Gemara in Brachos, and that's the key to the whole thing. It says in the Gemara that Tfilas Mincha is Ad Ha'erev. Yeah? You're allowed to daven Mincha until Erev. Now, Vos Meit Erev. Right. So there's the nicest place to look where it says it's pepe molly, is if you look in the Shilteki Boirim on the Mordechai B'Shem Taisus, he says, Pligi bo rabbonin. Yeah, he means the Roshayim argue about this. Yesh oimrim, Erev means Tseis. And Yesh oimrim, that Erev means Shkia. And the Shilte says that this Taisus says, Avada, the ripe shot is Shkia. Why? Because since Mincha is like the Tamid, and it says, Dam nifsal b'shkia sachama, the din is that the Talmud is only good till Shkia. So, b'meila, avada mincha is also till Shkia. Now, who's this, we know the name of one of these Rishayim, Rabbeinu Yoina. He's the big one. Rabbeinu Yoina says that tfilas mincha ad erev means only ad Shkia. Because once it's Shkia, it's nifsal the Dam, can't daven it. Now, that's the Rabbeinu Yoina. Automatically, what we have to know another klal: whenever mincha is over, that means next second you're allowed to daven ma'ariv. That already the Rav Yoh points out, because it says if you look in the Mishnah there, when it says when's mincha, it says till where, and then it doesn't say when ma'ariv starts in the Mishnah. It just says ma'ariv can go all night. So like the Rav Yoh, so when does ma'ariv start? So he says, the answer is, the Tana expects you to know it, when Mincha ends. And Azoish Teitaka Beferish in Rabbeinu Yoina, Myriv starts the second after Shkia. Okay? So Shitas Rabbeinu Yoina is, Mincha is till Shkia, Rishayin. Because even Rabbeinu Tam says, Tam goes by Shkia, Rishayin. Even Rabbeinu Tam. Second after Shkia is Myriv. Okay? That's his Shita. Now, who's the other Rabbanan? The other Rabbanan is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Ad Ha'erev Til means Til Tseis. And meaning that Myriv is the second after Tseis. I know that that's not Rabbi Huda. I'm not talking about him. Rabbi Huda is with Plak, but I'm saying that the Tana of the Mishnah. Then you have in the next line in that Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Oimer Ad Plak. But I'm talking about the Tana Kama. He says it means Tseis. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam has this shita. That's his big thing. That's the big Rabbeinu Tam on Beis Amar Alef. He says, when the Chachamim said to daven Ma'ariv, it's Poshit, they had a mind with Shema. And they're not going to tell you to daven Ma'ariv if you can't be Yotzi Shema, because then you're going to mess up on Gula L'Tfila. So Mamela Rabbeinu Tam says that Avada, according to the Rabbanon, that don't hold to the plaque, so Shema, you have to say Nachtzeis, as if you state in the Ershta Mishnah in Masecht in Shas, right? Maybe it's according to Kriya Shema Ba'arvin, right? After Tzeis HaKechavim. So, Zokta Rabbeinu Tam Mamela, Ma'ariv, when it says Erev, Minchas Ada Erev, and Ma'ariv is Nachdem, it has to mean Tzeis. Because
the Tshuva
Rabbeinu Tam
that Rabbi quoted for the
Meiri. No, it's not for Kerk, that's Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbeinu Tam says, Minag Abisteinu is to do Rabbi Yehuda, to pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. Sure.
Wow.
Sure, because he brings the Gemara. You know the Gemara says, David Kamar Avid. The Rabbeinu Tam brings that Gemara. He says, it says in the Gemara, David Kamar Avid, David Kamar Avid. He says, right. And don't tell me that that Lashon sounds Bidi Ebedik to you. Because he says, because then everyone's been the Avid? Because it says the Avid Kamar Avid, Udavid Kamar Avid. So what's Lechatchila? Nobody. So Elamai, it's Lechatchila. So it's Lechatchila. That's our obvious. He says black and white. Right, black and white.
This Rabbeinu Tam is just a Peter Rabban.
This Rabbeinu Tam on Bey's right. And he's and Mimela, but you see what comes out of there? Rabbeinu Tam says, and Mimela, we do with Rabbi Huda, because it says in the Gemara, David Kamar, automatically means that we're Yotze Shema by Rabbi Yehuda also. Because you'll never have a Ma'ariv without a Shema. That's his big thing. And therefore he paskins your Yotze, the whole Shema, by plag. Right? That was Rabbeinu Tam.
It makes a lot more sense, though, if you hold, not like the Lubush, and that the plag we're talking about is right before Shkia, that Kriya Shema is B'Shachmah.
I mean, it's closer to it. It makes more, it's easier to hear. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Okay, so this is...
So when the Torah says Ben Arbayim for Mincha, according to him...
There's no Mincha in the Torah. I mean, Mincha is in the Rabbanon.
You mean the carbon?
The carbon, like the carbon Talmud. Oh, yeah.
That means Erev. Ben Arbayim.
Ben Arbayim means between the noon is
and
Erev. And Erev.
So that means his Erev is Tzeis HaKechavim
then? Well, the carbon for sure stops by Shkia.
But the
Mincha, they let you go weiter. The Mincha, they let you go even past... Right, that comes out of Chiddush, right. That even though the carbon stops by Shkia, the Mincha goes all the way till Tzeis. Now...
And they delayed it all the way.
It means that, or it means that the Mincha stops, and then there's a gap, and then Ma'ariv starts later.
Pashtus, I'm going with the Pashtus. The Pashtus is there's no gaps. Pashtus, there's no gaps, because you'll see a good line in the Gemara in a minute why I said that. So Pashtus, according, there's two ways. Either you go with Rabbeinu Yoina, the line is Shkia, Mincha Ma'ariv. If you go to Rabbeinu Tam, the line is Tzeis, Mincha Ma'ariv. Now I'll just throw in some names. The Ramah writes, Mispalin Mincha Ad Tzeis HaKechav. Okay, there the Mishnah Berurah says, Lav Davke. But Pashtus is Azoizis. That's the Pashtus. And if you look in the Darkei Moshe, he says, Maharil Hayanoig B'Shasad Chak Lispalin Mincha Ad Tzeis HaKechav. Pashtus, I'm just saying that, you know, and the Mechaber uses the Lashonis of Rabbeinu Yoina all over. He, like, when he writes his Sifim, he uses Rabbeinu Yoina's words. It sounds like he holds, like, the Shkia is the line. Okay, whatever. These are very complicated. It's very heated Machleksim. What's really the Mechaber and what's really the Mechaber? Like, you just heard the Mishnah Berurah said, Lav Davke, and then some people say, the Mechaber is Lav Davke. It's confusing. But the Rishon we have, Rabbeinu Tam goes with Tzeis, the Rabbeinu Yoina goes with Shki. Now, comes the big line. The Gemara says, Rabbi Huda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha. Mincha is till Plaga Mincha. So the Gemara said, do you mean Ad V'loy Ad Bichlal? Or do you mean Ad V'Ad Bichlal? So the Gemara says, what? Ad V'Ad Bichlal, then that's the same thing as the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda Hain Rabbanan. That's the big line. So you see from the Gemara that if you do till the end of Plag, you end up at the same spot as the Rabban. That's the big line.
It must be safe.
So that means that once you have decided what the Rabbanan mean, then you can automatically figure what Rabbi Huda means. Okay? Meaning, if the Rabbanan mean Erev Tzeis, then Rabbi Yehuda has to be plagued before Tzeis. Because you're saying that at the end of the plague you'll get the Tzeis. If you say that the Rabbanan meant Shkia, then Rabbi Yehuda meant plague of Shkia.
It's not like the bush. What is the bush going to do with that, with that line?
So, very good. So that means like this. Right? If you ask Rabbeinu Tam, what did the Rabbanan mean when they said Erev? Dr. Rabbeinu Tam Beferish, they mean Tzeis. Because it's got to be with Shema. So then that means that Rabbeinu Tam holds that plag is an hour and a quarter before Tzeis. His Tzeis. And if you hit the end of that, you'll get to Tzeis with the Rabbanan. Which is no Groiz HaChiddush, because if you look in every Rishon, they all say it, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam, Omar, that plag is an hour and a quarter before his Tzeis. It's got to go. They have to be that way. And if you ask Rabbeinu Yoina, what does plag mean? Rabbeinu Yoina will tell you that it means Shkia. Because he says Erev is Shkia. Whatever you say is Erev for the Rabbanan, then automatically you know from that line of Gemara that plag is a plag before that Erev. Okay? Is Memela, that's how we know. Now what's doing with the Levush? Now let's know what's going on with this Levush here. Teretz is, if you look in the Levush all over, his psak is Rabbeinu Yoina. He says Mincha goes till Shkia, and Ma'ariv right after Shkia. Memela, the Levush, said very correctly that Plag is an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Just that the Levush did a big psak thing here. He says, as far as Mincha Ma'ariv and Plag goes, Hakol K'Rabbeinu Yoina. As far as Nacht, which is a totally different Rabbeinu Tam, we pass when it's Rabbeinu Tam.
That's the
Sugyas and Psachim and all the other things Rabbeinu Tam has with that. So Memela, he split them apart. That's what he did. Which is fine. There's nobody said that they have to be Mekusher. There's two things, two Rabbeinu Tams. There's one about when is Nacht. And there's another Rabbeinu Tam about when is Mincha Ma'ariv time. So as far as the Mincha Ma'ariv time, we don't pass with Rabbeinu Tam. We pass with Rabbeinu Yoina, which is nothing so special, because that's Pashas of the Mechaber also. The Mechaber uses Rabbeinu Yoina's words for Mincha Ma'ariv, about Mincha should be before Shkia, Ma'ariv should be right after Shkia, and the Mechaber is a Rabbeinu Tam Yid when it comes to Nacht. So it's not connected. Nacht. What?
Krishma requires Nacht.
Right, so Kriyashma requires, okay.
So now you have a Sakya Meyer when you can't be Yitzhak Krishna, so that was discussion.
So wait a minute, let's figure this out. Right, so you mean it comes out that, well, one second, let's see what's happening. So meaning we totally disagree with Rabbeinu Tam's whole thing about that Meyer is always when you Yitzhak Shema. We go with everyone else. Everyone else disagrees with him. They say, nah, you da'am ma'ariv, we do Shema later. So we totally disagree with that Rabbeinu Tam. And we go fully with Rabbeinu Yoina on these inyanim. And we say, mincha tol shkia, ma'ariv right after shkia. Make sure to say Shema later. None of that like Rabbeinu Tam. The under Rabbeinu Tam about when is Nacht. Yeah, that one we hold of. We hold that Nacht is 58 minutes after shkia and all that. So that's the Levush. That's what the Levush did. He didn't do any Grace Zachin. He just didn't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he did. So when people say, the Levush says that even though night is like Rabbeinu Tam, but you measure the plug from Shkia, he doesn't mean he's saying Rabbeinu Tam, what Rabbeinu Tam said. He's saying this is the Psak Aloch. The Psak Aloch is that we measure plug from Shkia, and that's how the day, you know, that's how the plag works, and that's how Mincha Ma'ariv works. And Gesunte Heit, the other Rabbeinu Tam is right. Night is much later. Rabbeinu Tam himself didn't agree with that. He held that Mincha, that Shema, you have to be at Shema when you daven and all that. That's Rabbeinu Tam's chidush. So Memela comes out like this, that as far as that Rabbeinu Tam over there, He never meant that the Tchila Shal Yer Aleph is 4 o'clock.
Right.
No way. The answer is, if you look in the Tshuva and the Miri, he calls that an hour before Macht is called Shal Acharasar.
3 minutes.
Yeah. And when he said Keneged Yud Beis Shois, I don't know what it's supposed to mean. If it means what you're saying, I don't know. But he doesn't either know. He just changed it to Beis, but I don't know what it means. I don't know. Okay, this is Ad Kan is the whole thing. So we ended up with 4 answers to the 2 hours. Yeah, just quickly what they were. First of all, that it wasn't really, he didn't really daven Meir, Pnei Yeshua. Second of all, that it only meant 72 minutes, it wasn't really 2 hours. Third of all, it's like the Manda Omar that he daven Meir after the sunset. Or you have a fidel of Vush, you can make it mamish 2 hours. Okay, that's the. Do we have any more time? Oh, we have a little more time.
Yeah, yeah,
okay, oh, very good. Okay. So now I want to just say the Pnei Yeshua's second Kiddush. What? I want to say over the Pnei Yeshua's second Chiddush. He wants to say, he wants to be Miyashiv based on his idea that Yaakov didn't really daven Ma'ariv anyways. That you could even work it out that Ma'ariv is like the Rabbanan. That Ma'ariv is like the Rabbanan. Only after night. In the story, Yaakov Avinu davened before, when it was day. So how did Meir end up being at night? So he says, same type of thing. Yaakov Avinu didn't really daven Meir anyways. But then he saw Hashem made that it became Shkia right after that. So he made that into a simin, that's good to daven around that time. So he already made it that you should daven after night. Okay, he says bidrush harachti. I don't know where if we have it or what, but kamuvan it needs a little salt and pepper. I mean, why did, even if Hashem made it make shkia right away? So okay, I hear that's a simon to do plag. Why in the world should that be a simon to daven Meir after night? Right, it needs a little toisefes beer. How that works. So for this, I want to say over Yesoid, Rav Moshe Shimon Shapir was one of my, was a Rosh Kail of mine, said a Yesoid, and that way Mamash explained this to him very well. It says like this, if you look in the Rambam, you're going to see that the Rambam brought both things, that the Abbas Mermesak in the Tefillahs and Keneged Tamidim. Because if you look in Hilchos Malachim, it says Beferish when he's saying, who made the Torah? So he says, first Hashem gave 7 mitzvahs to Noyach. Then Hashem gave another mitzvah to Avram. And then Avram added Shachris. And then Yitzchak added Meiser, but Meir Sharim and Mincha. And he goes through, so he brings the Indian of the office. But in Hilchos Tefillah, he brings down Keneged Tamidim, and also in the Sefer HaMitzvah. But if you look carefully, you'll see that whenever he talks about the Tamidim, he says, Tiknu hazmanim keneged zmanei hatamidim. What the Rambam writes, that the times, because you know all the times are mamish exactly, like for example, Shachar should be till 4 hours. Why? Because the Talmud was till 4 hours. And so on, right? It says, the Zman, Rabbi Huda says, why do I say Mincha is till Plag? Because the Talmud was always done by Plag. The Zmanim are exactly like the Zmanim of the Karbonis. So he said, so Im Kane, the Pshat's like this. We all know, the Rambam says, the Zman of Shachris is still 4 hours. What if you missed it? It's like the Rambam, but if you davened before Chatzos, you were Mispal Shachris, but you were not Mekabel, this Bchar of Tefillah Bizman. So he says, what's going on here? What's going on is like this. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did not make Zman. Yaakov, Avram said, Davin Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. Until Chatzos, it is Shachris. It's still called Shachris. But the Rabbanan added on Zmanim. They said there's another thing. It's got to be like the Zman of the Tamid. So you have to do it before 4 hours. Zok the Rambam, if you missed the Tamid part of it, you could still chaperon at least Shachris, plain generic shachris, you can be yotze. Yeah, Avram shachris you'll have, but you won't have the zman of the tamid. Your mevatel one takana, at least you got the other takana. Oh, is now that's step one. Now step two is like this. It said the lecha mishnah is medayik that if when you look in the Rambam by hilchis mincha. The Rambam says, some say till plak, but you could also be saying till shkiv, meaning Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. He brings both in the Rambam. By the Karbin Tamid, he just says one thing. You can bring it all the way straight through till shkiv. So what's going on over here? So the Lecha Mishnah says, it must be that even Rabbi Yehuda really lets you do it all the way till Shkia, even Rabbi Yehuda himself. Oh, so what's plag? That was just the minute. They used to bring the carbon tamid till plag, but you could do it later. Oh, so now the kasha is, so it comes out that the carbon, even Rabbi Yehuda really let you do it all the way till Shkia. So why is the din that after plag, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not even Yaitzim Mincha anymore? Why should it be worse? Zok the Beis HaLevi, the teretz is, because when there's a Zman, when the Chacham made a Zman, every time has one Zman. If it's Zman for Ma'ariv, that itself takes off the Mincha. So Memela, even though Be'etzim, if it wouldn't be Zman for Ma'ariv, you could really go Mincha Vayter. But once it's Zman Ma'ariv, it's not Zman Mincha. And since Rabbi Yehuda said you could already daven Ma'ariv, that's why it can't be Mincha. Even though Be'etzim it should.
You could say the same thing by carbon. Can you bring the Ivarim and Pedarim after Plag or not?
Sure you could, right.
You could bring it all day.
You could bring it any time of the day too. Yeah. Any day.
It's just you had a heter to do it.
Right.
You had
to continue to bring it.
Heter to do it.
Right, right. Right. Oh, so Bimela, that's the reason.
By Shachris, it's not true. Kriya
Shema, you mean okay? By Kriya Shema, you see such a thing. By okay, so now let's get to the bottom line. So the pshat's like this, but by plag, let's say you go with the Rabbanan. I wanted to say the same base of Levi for the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say you have to do Ma'ariv only at night. Is the pshat that the Rabbanan never heard of plag in their life? No, there's rais that they're but also hold of plag. By other things, we say Sfiras Ha'ayim you can do by plag, Chanukah Neiris we do by plag. It says in Shulchan Aruch if you're stuck, you can do Megillas Esther by plag. And by all these things, it doesn't say it's only Rabbi Yehuda. Even the Rabbanan agree to the concept of plag. The pshat is the Rabbanan go the other way. They say, but we are davening Mincha until Shkia. So Memela, if it's Zman Mincha, it can't be Ma'ariv. That's how the Rabbanan did it. Rabbi Yehuda did it the other way. Oh, is Memela pshat like this? By Yaakov Avinu, he never made any Zman. In those days, they just said, it's called Mincha, it's called Shachar, it's called Ma'ariv. So Taka, Yaakov Avinu saw that it's almost Shkia. He said, oh, this is a good thing. This is a good tzach. We're having a thing called Ma'ariv. It was before Shkia. Yeah. So what? It's still after Plag. It could be called Ma'ariv. So he said, we're doing Ma'ariv. Then came along the Tamidim, and the Rabbanan said, we're making Zmanim. So the Rabbanan said, well, since the Zman of the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim is till Shkia, we can't do Ma'ariv now. So they pushed Ma'ariv to after night just because it was Mincha time. So Memela, that's Pshat and the Pnei Yeshua. The pshat is Avada Yaakov Avinu himself, Taka Davin, Ma'ariv, before Shkia. And the pshat is Yaakov Avinu called it Ma'ariv. What's going on? We're doing the Rabbanan now. So how could it be Ma'ariv? The Rabbanan also agreed. That's called Ma'ariv. After Plag is Ma'ariv time. But he was allowed to do it before Shkia still, because as long as you don't have Zmanim, you just have to be in the Ma'ariv zone. And after Plag is fine. Now, how did it turn out that the Rabbanan Lamais is Nishtazoi? That's because the Rabbanan today made Zmanim. And one Zman knocks out the other, and they said Mincha goes till Shkia. So that pushes Ma'ariv over the line. So Memela, that's how Kamayrev is after Shkia nowadays. But that could be pshat in what the Pnei Yeshua means. Okay.
I just heard a shiur from this. He talked about Schlesinger.
Or Schlesinger from Monsi?
Yeah. Eretz Yisrael.
Schulzinger.
Is that the one you quote? Is that the one?
I quoted it probably.
What, you knew him or you...
I knew him a little bit.
Yeah, so that...
I should quote him many times.
You met him or you did?
More than
once.
Okay, say that one. He was a big Tamakakam. He had a dafya in me that, but I'm saying,
okay.
I'm all the good day, you know, the type of thing.
Yeah, so that's a
big Tamakakam.
So the halacha is that the Goyel Adam, it sounds like, could kill him. At least according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara in the Elul Mezid, that's only true if he leaves B'mezid. The Shoigig Minayin. Means there was a half a minute to think that if by mistake the
theme of the Ratzat B'Shoigig,
if B'Shoigig, he leaves the Ir Miklat, he killed B'Shoigig, he ran to Ir Miklat, and now B'Shoigig, he left the Ir Miklat. Could the Goyel Adam kill him, or can he not kill him? It says the Gemara, I would have thought only if he leaves B'Nezid, the Goyel Adam can kill him. B'Shoigig, how do you know that if he leaves B'Shoigig, the Goyel Adam is allowed to kill him as well? Talmud Loimar says in the Pasuk, if Yotzoi Yetze, we call Hakoim, to teach me, Yotzoi B'Nezid, or Yetze B'Shoigig, even if he leaves B'Shoigig, the Goyel Adam is allowed to kill him. Take the Gemara, but Tanya, we learned to the price of B'Nezid Nerag, B'Shoigig Goyel. There's a price of someone that says just the opposite, that we don't darshan yotzo yetze, but rather the halach is only if he leaves the mezid, could the Goyel Adam kill him? If he kills him, the shoygig, he can't. The whole basis to say, I feel the shoygig is this double lashon, yotzo yetze. There is a mandamer in Shas, comes up in many places in Shas, that holds dibre tere kalashon b'yadam, that the tere sometimes use poetic license. So poetically, yotzo yetze is a little bit more geschmack. It's Lashon B'nei Yadam. You can't darshan it. So if you can't darshan Yotze Yetze, because you hold light different title to Lashon B'nei Yadam, then, and Uchinami, you'd have this halacha, B'mezin Nerak, B'shoigig Minayin, Talmud Loimaram Yotze Yetze. This braisa that says, B'shoigig, if he leaves B'shoigig, he's goyle, he goes back to Golos. But the Goyel Adam cannot kill him. That's according to the Malama that holds. Dibra Torah Koloshin Bnei Yod. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, Mistabro, Kimando Amr Dibra Torah Koloshin. It actually makes more sense. In this case, anyways, to hold like the man that holds Dibra Torah Kolashim Neyadam. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that if the Ritzech B'Shoigig leaves Golos B'Shoigig, that Lacha is the Goyel Adam can kill him, it's going to come out Shelo Yehei Sofer Chomer Mitchilasai. How so? Matchilasai. When he killed originally, B'Mezid, had he done a B'Mezid Nerag, he'd be killed. B'Shoigig, but if he did a B'Shoigig Goyla, he'd go to Golos. So Av Sofer, doesn't it make sense that B'Sofer as well, if he's already in the Ir Miklat, he's already in Golos, now he leaves Golos, B'Mezid, if he leaves Golos, B'Mezid Nerag, the Goyla Adam should be able to kill him. But B'Shoigig, if he only leaves B'Shoigig, that Loch again should be Goyla, he should be able to go back to Golos, and the Goyla Adam should not be able to kill him. One last Gemara. Tani Chad. One Braisa taught, Ad Shaharak, if a father kills somebody, Benoi, or a father kills a son, his other son, Nasa Le Goyel Adam, can be the Goyel Adam. So who is the Goyel Adam? We actually never defined the Goyel Adam. The Goyel Adam, the Rambam's Lashon is Kolakoyden Liyarsha. So the person that would be next in line for Yerusha, he's the Goyel Adam. So let's say a father kills a son, so the father's other son, who's a Yairish in this picture, he would technically be the Goyel Adam. The question, however, is a son, could he kill his father? Of course not. So there was a steer in two brises. One brise said, of Shaharek, a father who kills his son, Benoi, the other son, is Nasaloi Goyel Adam. Sounds like a happy family. The other brise said, ain't Benoi Nasaloi, I'm the Goyel Adam, I'm the Tzech B'Shoigig, I'm the... Right, so, ain't Nasaloi Goyel Adam. So could he or could he not? Zok, the Gemara, Lema, I'll tell you a geshmak a beer, ha Rabbi Yossi Aglili, ba Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili.
You need to thank you, Dan. I'm currently on another line or away from the office.
Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that holds mitzvah biad goyel adam. So if it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is doicha. So any svara that you might think why a son shouldn't be able to be a goyel adam to kill his father, the mitzvah perhaps would overwhelm that. It would trump. That would take precedence. If you hold it, menit arishos. So then it makes a little bit more sense to say that. Maybe the son can't do it. But the Gemara says the kizbara doesn't work. Because bein lamando amar mitzvah. Bein lamando amar rishos. Mishari. Ba'amar rabba barabuna. B'chein tovet mirabi shmo. B'chol ein v'nasa shlech v'adam. A son is not going to be a shlech bezden to give his father makis. Or Malkus, they rise to all the kalos, or to put him chayr, chutz mi meses. Shari Yom Ritoy Lesach, and Blaise Chaz, all of you had to together with Sakhus and Ezra. So the son is never allowed to be a shliach bezdin, not to give Malkus, not to inflict any pain on his father, unless his father's a meses, Blaise Chaz, or Blaise Chaz, all of you, or back to the rule, even keep it up, ain't nothing, then you don't have to worry about it. But what are you going to tell me? Because there's a mitzvah for the Goyal Adam to kill the Ritech, the Shoyig, so now a son could be a Goyal Adam to kill his father? A shliach bezdin is doing a mitzvah, and still a shliach bezdin can't do anything to his father. So why should the goyel adam be any different? Elulei kasha, you're right. That can't be the answer. The answer must be habib benoy, habib ben. The brayzer that says a son cannot be a goyel adam, that's talking about a son. A son. A son cannot be a goyel adam to his father. Even according to the Yosef Lila, that it's a mitzvah, he can't be a shliach bezdin lakoisay lakalalosay. He wouldn't be able to be a goyel adam either. Either the brayzer that says that he could, not benoy, ben benoy. It's his anagol. Why is an anical different? Zog Rashi, the last words of Rashi before the Mishnah. We've spoken about this Rashi in the past with a lot of rage. Because Ben Benoy Shoretzeach Enoch Muzer Al Kvoido. He doesn't have a Chiyuv Kivurah. And being that he doesn't have a Chiyuv Kivurah, why shouldn't he be able to do it? A son has to be Mechabit his father. So Kivurah is going to play a role. He can't be a Shlech Bezdin. He can't be a Goyal Adam. Ben Benoy doesn't have a Chiyuv Kivurah. So if he doesn't have a Chiyuv Kivurah, it's going to be different. Is that true? Ben Benoy doesn't have a Chiyuv Kivurah. There's so much rage to talk about. Spoke about it in the past. The ain't kan mekayim v'lahar. Why? Right. So first of all, I don't know if it's only the Rishon. I said, right. Through Mishmash. All right. So let's we'll talk about that afterwards. So just a few ha'aris regarding everything that we learned this morning. So number one, we mentioned the first halacha that in actually nigmar dina meis kayim gadol. So somebody killed the shaykeh. And during the trial, they appointed a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol died before the Gemara, and they appointed another Kohen Gadol. And then that Kohen Gadol dies, the Kohen Gadol that was appointed after the Ritzicha, before the Gemara did. So the halacha is, that also was a kiyum in the Yashabad, Moshach Kohen Gadol, when he died, the Ritzeach B'shoigig is going to be up there to God. And the Gemara says, I don't understand, my Havalei Lameba, like we spoke at Lent, this morning and yesterday. The whole idea of the Ritzeach B'shoigig leaving when the Kohen Gadol dies is all predicated on the fact, that he's complicit, he plays a role. He should have davened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should have prevented this thing from happening. But this Kohen Gadol wasn't the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Ritzeach. He became Kohen Gadol during the trial. So if he became Kohen Gadol during the trial, he's not complicit. If he's not complicit, my habalei lemeba. Zok the Gemara hoyle levakish rachanim she yigomer dinei l'schus v'lei because you know what he should have done? He should have davened that this person should be yotze zakai b'dei. He could have done that. He didn't do that. As a result, he plays a role in this. He plays a role. That's why the halacha is that when he dies, the Ritzeach B'shoigig is going to go out. But the Gemara, at first glance, is a tamua gedayla. Because to the extent that this person is guilty, it was nigmar dinoy that he deserves to be sent in Golas. So what should the Kohen Gadol have davened? He should have davened that Bezer should get it wrong? That the Sanhedrin should get it wrong? What kind of tefillah is that? Sanhedrin has an obligation. They have a chiyuv. It's true, v'tzilo eidah. But at the same time, v'yashda rabbi kirbecha, try to find legal loopholes. Try to come up with some sort of eitzah. But at the same time, daven that the Sanhedrin should allow and they should acquit a murderer, even though technically he deserves to be punished. Why? Because it's not kishmak for this person to have to go to Golis. How does that make any sense? So there's many terutzim that were given to this kasha. We spoke at Sachas Sanhedrin. We spoke at a Mahalach Nifla from the Baal Tshuva Me'ahava, who was the Talmud Lubavitch of the Neid Yehuda, Reb Leizer Fleckless. He said that we know the halacha is that if you have a Bezen Shachav Gimel and they're all Paskin Edin and Avashas, and all 23 of the Dayanim said Chayev, so what's the halacha? He's Zakai. Why is he Zakai? Because you need that one person should be standing in court and he should be advocating on behalf of this person that is being tried. And if you don't have that one person screaming Zakai, you're never going to come out with a Clarkite. If everybody's knee-jerk reaction, everyone's Muskul Rishon was Chayev, so it's never going to be Yotza. The sad Zakai never got a fear chance, and therefore the halacha is going to be Zakai. Says the Blaze of Phylactus, we know there's many Gemaras in Shas where the Gemara compares with Tzicha B'Shoigik to Tzicha B'Mezit. The Gemara says, Asir Rosha Rosha, Asir Retzech Retzech. It says Retzech by Retzech B'Mezit, and it says Retzech by Retzech B'Shoigik. So just like the Retzech B'Mezit said the Blaze of Phylactus, you have this halacha that if all the Dayanim think Chayef, he would be Zakai B'Churo. If all the Dayanim, when they're trying, or it's b'shoigik, think that he's chayiv galus, the halacha is going to be that he's going to be zakai as well. So said the tshuva may have it. That's what the tefillah should have been. You know what the tefillah should have been? Not say zakai when really he's chayiv. The tefillah should have been everybody should say chayiv, like he really is chayiv. But if everybody says chayiv, he's going to be zakai. So like this, they got it right. But at the same time, the person was Yotze Zakeh Ladin. That was a tefillah that he could have said. And that's the Taina. Hoyoloi lehisvakesh rachamim shiyigam redinay leschus veloi bikesh. That's the first part. The second part is that we mentioned before Yoyav ben Tzeruya. We mentioned it. Yoyav ben Tzeruya's faith is somehow intertwined with the laws of Galus. Because when David HaMelech tells Shlomo to go kill Yoyav, Yoyav runs and he grabs onto the karnes on his mech, that's his sanctuary somehow. He thinks that it's going to save his life. And the Gemara says he made two mistakes. Abayi said he made three mistakes. But the bottom line is, Yoyav is somehow related to the laws of Israel. The truth is, that there's another halacha where Yoyav plays a very big role in properly understanding the laws of Golas. And that is, The Rambam in Hilchis Ritzeach says that we know, we're going to talk about this Metz Hashem Sunday, but we know that when somebody kills somebody b'mezid, the Goel Adam is allowed to kill him as well. So I think if you ask the man on the street, when is the Goel Adam allowed to kill somebody? B'shoik. Going to your mikvah, if he's in your mikvah, you say it. If he leaves, right? So maybe you have a little bit of bikias, you know, the Gemara we learned this morning, mitzvah, rishos, maybe you even can't, is one man number. But the bottom line is, it's a ritzech b'shoik. Ritzech b'mezid is not really subject to the laws of Goel Adam, but it's not true. A ritzech b'mezid can be killed by the Goel Adam as well. He can be killed by the Goel Adam as well. In fact, the Rambam says that not only could the Goel Adam kill a ritzech b'mezid, but when somebody kills somebody b'mezid, even if he runs to the Ir Miklat will not protect him. The Ritzeach b'mezid can be killed by the Goel Adam, even if he's physically in the Ir Miklat. The problem is, nobody found a makar to this Rambam. Not the Nagi Mishnah, not the Kesef Mishnah. And at first glance, the Rambam is a big chiddush. Because it's true, you find the idea of Goel Adam. So you want to extend the parish of Goel Adam to the Ritzeach b'mezid. Okay, we're going to talk about that. We'll see if there's makaris for that. But to tell me a halacha that the Ir Miklat doesn't protect the Ritzeach b'mezid in the same way it protects the Ritzeach b'shoigik, mechitesi. How do you know you have a right to do that? So the Margolis, the Yavim, Sechtes on Edge, and the Aprentesim, and Aleph says, I have a raya nifla, and it's from Yoyo ben Tzeruya. What's his raya? So David HaMelech goes, and he tells his son Shlomo that we have to take care of Yoyav. Why do we have to take care of Yoyav? Because Yoyav killed two Tzivos Yisrael. He killed Avner ben Ner and he killed Amasa ben Ner. So the world of the Sanhedrin, Nachum Tel, goes through the court case when Shlomo HaMelech actually tried Yoyav and determined whether or not Yoyav is going to be Chayav Nisa or not. So it says, Aftiul Yoyav. Daine, they started down with you. Amalei, they told him, my time of Kotel say Lav. Why did he kill us? See, he's being tried for killing two people. First one, Adam. Why did he kill us? I'm afraid to be told him, Goyal Adam da Asal Adam. I was the Goyal Adam of my brothers. What was the story? We went through this in detail. What was Zachar Sanhedrin? What happened was, Yoyav ben Tzeruya was the chief of staff.
Please fasten driver's seatbelt.
Dovin and Shaul. Right. Now, there was a lot of drama. Go through Sefer Shmuel. There's a lot of drama between the two. The two camps meet up. And a fight breaks out. And Yoav's brother Asael, who was a very talented soldier, has Avner ben Ner cornered. He's about to kill him. And the pasuk says that as Asael was about to kill Avner, Avner turns around and Avner kills Asael. Now, Saul was Yoav's brother. When Yoav hears that Abner killed his brother at Saul, Yoav goes and Yoav hears Abner. So when Yoav was brought into court, opening arguments, so the first thing that Yoav said was, that what do you mean? I was a Goel Adam. Abner killed my brother at Saul. If he killed my brother, I'm the Goel Adam. I have a right to kill Abner. So they now turn to Abner's lawyers. How would you like to respond? So Abner says, what do you mean? I killed Asael. Asael was trying to kill me. He was arrested. I was doing this to save my life. That's why I killed Asael. So he turned it again. Now we turn to the defense. So what are you going to say? See, he said, one second. He was arrested. It was Yochel Atzi Lebechamei Varev. If you wanted, you didn't have to kill him. You could have killed him Bechamei Varev. So Abner said, no, I couldn't. I had no way of killing him. I had no way of killing him be Echad Meivarev. So they said, how could you say that? When Abner killed Asal, he killed him in such a precise way. It was unbelievable the way he killed him. So you see, it was Yochel Atzila Me'echad Me'evarev. Bottom line is, it was Yochel Atzila Be'echad Me'evarev. Being that it was Yochel Atzila Me'echad Me'evarev, so Abner really had no right to kill Asal. If Abner had no right to kill Asal, so it comes out that Yoav is an appropriate Goyal Hadam of his brother Asal. So Yoav said, the reason I killed Abner is because I was acting as a Goel Adam. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says that they said he is acquitted. And they never killed Yoav for killing Abner. Because he had a right to kill Abner. The reason he had a right to kill him, because he was a Goel Adam. He was the Goel Adam of his brother. Abner had killed his brother. And therefore he was a Goel Adam. Trek the Magdala Sayyam. I have a tremendous cast on this whole story. If you know Nach, if you open up Sefer Shmuel, you know where that story took place? When Yoav kills Abner and Abner kills Asal, it happened in Chevron. We learned the Gemara that Chevron was one of the three Arim Miklat in Eretz Yisrael. If Chevron was an Arim Miklat, what's going on over here? What are you telling me? You were the Goel Adam. Who cares if you were the Goel Adam? It was in an Ir Miklot. In an Ir Miklot, you can't touch Abner. So he's right to Chayiv Misa. Zokhtim HaGolah Sayyam, the Teretz must be, because Abner didn't kill Asal B'Shoikik, he killed him B'Mezid. Yeah. Oh, you killed him B'Mezid, the Ir Miklot doesn't protect you. That's the Makar to the Rambam. The Rambam has a Makar from none other than Sanhedrin and Pesam and Aleph and a little bit of Nach. The story takes place in Chevron, and maybe that the story takes place in Chevron, which is in an Ir Miklot. So why then would he have been off the hook for being a Goel Adam? The Teretz is the Goel Adam's allowed to kill a Ritzech B'Mezid, even if he's in the Ir Miklot. That's the second order. The third ha'ara is the Mishnah said, Ve'ena yoytze, the Ritzech b'shoigig stays in Galus, and you don't let him out. Lo le'edus mitzvah, v'lo le'edus mamin, v'lo le'edus nefashas. The Shvus Yaakov, this truv is printed in Chela Gimel Simon Kuf Mem Zayin, was sent to Shiloh. There were two Edom that were signed on a shtar. And I guess the Lever was trying to do everything he could possibly do to get out of his obligation. So he finds out that one of the Edom that signed on the shtar was a Ritzech b'shoigig. He tied it. He's a Rasha. If he's a Rasha, then he's possible Eidus. So if he's possible Eidus, he felt that that was his way of getting out of his obligation. We're going to now make the shtar into a possible shtar. The shayla was sent to the Shvus Yaakov. Could a Ritzech B'Shoigig be an aid? Or could a Ritzech B'Shoigig not be an aid? So I'll read to you some of it inside. He says that the shayla clearly thought, there wasn't even a question, that a Ritzech B'Shoigig can't be an aid. And really, if you look at the Shaila, he had done tshuva, and the question was, does the tshuva help or not? But says the Shvus Yaakov, I don't even know what your muscha rishon would be. Why would you even have a havamina that somebody doesn't have air b'shoigig should be possible eidus? If somebody doesn't have air b'mezid, okay, you're possible eidus. But if you're doing have air b'shoigig, at the end of the day, you did a b'shoigig. Now, it's true, you have to go to Galus, you need kapara. But why is a balavera possible eidus? Because it says in the Torah, I'll pass you the Russia. You have to be a Russian. He said, the Ritzech B'Shoigig is not a Russian. Can't call him a Russian. Doc there, I think maybe the one that sent the Shaila, this Ross that didn't know what to do with this Shaila, maybe he was coming from the following Gemara. The way he tackles the Shaila from Gemara's that we learned this week. Rav Shimon ben Lachish, Pasach, Pischa, Lahai, Parshas, and Mehach. There were two people, they went to a hotel, one person was on top of the ladder, the other person was on bottom of the ladder. The one on top of the ladder had previously killed somebody b'shoigig, but there were no edim. He falls off the ladder, he kills somebody b'shoigig, this time it's an apundik, This time it happens, Pumbi, people see it. And for that reason, now he's going to be able to go to God. But what does the Pasuk say? May Rishayim Yetzei Rasha. So you see that we're referring to the Ritzach B'Shagig as a Rasha. Oh, you're referring to him as a Rasha. Zayi Geshmach. Al Pashis Yotche Im Rasha Liyesei Chavos. It's for that reason that now he's going to be Pasuk Le'edos. But says, Doshvos Yaakov, Ein Raya Klal. You can't bring any Rayas from here. Duhu Drash Ba'alma. This was Divrei Agada. But in Lemeidin Halacha mi Divrei Agada. You never learn Halacha mi Divrei Agada. So says the Shvaz Yaakov that this is the Gemara you were coming from. We have a little bit of a basis that he's a Rasha. No Raya. He says, not just that. Ulehed Yemuchach Shom B'Shas. I'll bring you a Raya from the Gemara we learned this week. From the first parak of Masechtas Makis. Big fakert. And that is, the Gemara says that Ahurig, the Gemara was discussing in Ancient Adin. And the Gemara said, Chayvin Malkius Minayin. And then the Gemara said, Chayvin Golius Minayin. So Chayvin Malkius Minayin, the Gemara said, Asya Rasha Rasha. Chayvin Golius Minayin, Asya Retzeach Retzeach. That's the Gzeir Shavah that we just spoke out in the Chupan Yanata. Asya Retzeach Retzeach. If the Retzeach B'Shogig is a Rasha, so why don't we say Asya Rasha Rasha by the Retzeach B'Shogig? Just like we said, Asya Rasha Rasha for Chayvin Malkius. Why do we have to come on to Asya Retzeach Retzeach? Says the Shvus Yaakov, the Kala Hovin, it's Poshit, therefore that he's not a Rosh. So if he's not a Rosh, what basis do you have to make him Poshit away? Bezot the Shvus Yaakov, I'll tell you a third Gemara, again, that we learned this week. And that's Checkmate. That is the Mishnah we just learned. The Mishnah says, Ve'ina Yaitse Misham, you don't let him out. Loyle Eidos Mamin, Veloyle Eidos Nefashis, Veloyle Eidos Mitzvah. Eidos? I thought it's Poshit away Eidos. First admission that he's Gosh Leidos. Because if it was Bosch Leidos, why is there even a conversation about him leaving Leidos? So Zotter Shvus Yaakov, it's true he needs Kapara, there's nothing to talk about. But at the same time, to tell me he's a Rasha, you're not going to say he's a Rasha, he's not considered a Balavera, he's going to be Kosher Leidos. That's the third Ara. The fourth Ara, and we'll end with this, maybe we'll pick up the dot, is a classic Meshachach, which is not to speak out. That is, the Pasuk said, Afilu Sar Tzavo Yisro Ki Yoyi Ben Tzuriya. Even if the Sar Tzavo, like Yoyi Ben Tzuriya, would be in Golos, Eini Yoytze Misham Vayu. He would never go free. Interesting Lashu. Even if all Klal Yisro, he remains in Golos. And he says it's North America as well. The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu had run away from Mitzrayim. He was running away because Pari wanted to kill him. Because Dasan and Aviram went, and they said that Moshe killed the Mitzri, so now Pari's trying to kill him, so he runs to save his life. Hashem comes to Moshe, and he tells him, Lech Shuv Mitzrayim, you can come back. It's safe. Now, Noson Avivim didn't die, they weren't going to die until the story of Kairach, Parakhelik fame, but they lost their money, they lost their influence, at this point they're ready, ordinary, no, you have nothing to worry about. They can't do anything to you anymore. Ki Meisu Kol HaNoshan HaMavakshin Es Navshecha. Freik Yomei Simcha, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to hear from Hashem, Ki Meisu Kol HaNoshan HaMavakshin Es Navshecha. Until then, he's not going to go back. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do when he went back to Mitzrayim? He left the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshiach and Shal Yisrael. He's the one that is Kol Yisrael Tzrichim Lo. But at the same time, he was not going to go back as long as people were trying to kill him. Says Rabbi Simcha, what must be the beer? The beer must be because a person is not obligated to put his life in sakana, even if it means to save all of life. And being that Moshe Rabbeinu ran back to Mitzrayim, he would have put his life at risk, even though it was a suffix pekuach nefashos. Suffix pekuach nefashos says the Meshech Chachma is doicha. Even Hatzolas can't call itself. But the Mason, the man's possible shot in our mission. That's the mission. He says, you want to know where Mizeh Yotzel Rabbeinu. He's talking about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rav Yehuda HaNasi. Only Rav Meir Simcha talks this way. Umizeh Yotzel Rabbeinu B'Mishnah. He says, I have a McCarthy to Mishnah. Mishnah said a halacha that even if Kol Yisrael Tzrichim Loi, the Ritzach B'Shogeg doesn't leave, what's the pshat? You know, I'll tell you the pshat. Because if he leaves, the guy Adam can kill him. That means he's putting his life into Safik B'Koch Nefashis. You're not obligated to put your life into Safik B'Koch Nefashis, even for that soul of all Kol Yisrael. So we don't have time, but I'll tell you what came to mind. What came to mind was the truth from the Nei of Yehuda, where he has a machlekes with the Beis Yaakov. Regarding, there was a woman, there was a group of people, they were traveling together, and then people came and they wanted to kill them, and this woman gave herself up willingly to be Mizana with the Rosh Halistim to save everybody's life. And the Beis Yaakov said that what she did was right. It was an okay thing to do. She's also a Baila, but she did the right thing. It's right, it was from Esther. Esther said, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. She went willingly to Achashverosh. And then if Yehuda writes in a tshuva that he vehemently disagrees, it was wrong. Aye, Esther, says Esther was Atzolas Kol Klal Yisrael. So you see, there is a chiluk between hatsolas nefashos and being matzal all klais. Lashon is hatsolas kol yisrael mehoydu veyakush. That's lashon hazavshal anoyda behuda. Over here, you see that's the emphasis of the Mishnah. Afilu sar tzva yisrael kiyoyev ben tzeruya. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was going to be my shiur shel all of klai yisrael, it didn't make a difference. Either way, on that note, we conclude with a technical gemara. Elon, there was a tree. Shuayim v'zeichatvom, it was standing inside the boundaries of the.
Thank you.